So we're opening up the first kind of, the first actual parsha that we're engaging, Parshat Bereshit. And for the time being, we're just going to deal with the first half of Parshat Bereshit, which takes us from the beginning of Perek Aleph all the way to the end of Perek Yom. If we were to break it down, and the idea was, we mentioned last time or two times ago, to keep an eye on things structurally. If you were to break down the first half of Bereshit structurally, keeping in mind the Petuchot and Stumot, keeping in mind themes, keeping in mind general concepts, how would you break down, how would you look at the first half of Bereshit? Yeah.
Perek Aleph that Shabbos was talked about on in like starting the Perek Bet. So
good, just pausing on that for a second. That's exactly what we're not talking about, the Prakim, except for reference.
Right. Oh, yeah. So I was gonna say like I would stop after that maybe to cut it.
After wait, what's that?
Like after like we talked about the seventh day.
Good, yeah, let's use content. After the seventh, that break after the seventh day.
Like, okay.
Excellent. Yeah. But that's also, like we mentioned last time, why we're not using the prakim and the psukim as structural tools. It immediately becomes apparent just in looking over the beginning of Bereshit, the first chapter. It makes no sense that it would stop at the end of day six if there's a seven-day process. And you look at the p'tuchot there, each day is patuach, each day is a parsha p'tucha, and then there's a whole other parsha that's this whole block that takes you to the end of Perek Gimel. So it's clear that that's not where the break would be if we were to break it down.
Why are we keeping it so like that's so blatant?
That's a historical question. That's not a hashkafic question.
Like
we're going to deal.
Meant to change it.
Well, we're going to deal internally. We're going to deal internally with the structure of the parsha. So you would break it down into two halves. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, I think that's what I'm saying. Wait, I haven't gotten up. Okay, I'll ask again.
You would put a break after the 7 days of creation.
I think so, yeah.
You're not sure?
I'm not positive. But
okay, anybody else want to?
The whole Euphrates River thing.
It's also complicated. I don't say it's also complicated because after Shabbos, when they talk about the creation of Adam, like the second story of creation happens afterwards. So it's complicated.
What do you mean it happened afterwards?
Right after Shabbos. We then go back and talk about the creation of Adam again.
You're talking about structurally or chronologically? Yeah, big question.
No, well, structurally, because that's...
For sure, structurally. That was an easy
Oh, I don't know. Probably.
Right.
Because that's still part of the creation. So if you're saying the first whole lump is creation, then that second part after the seventh day is still part of creation. It just... It rewinded chronologically, but it doesn't matter.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Well, then there'd be two Adams and two Chavas.
Right. Meaning we all assume that the answer, that is true, that there's some sort of backtracking that's happening within Chumash, but just pointing out that on a textual level, there's no way to really know whether that story happens on day six or day eight. Now, I don't want to open up a big philosophical discussion, meaning, yes, we all assume, everybody in Chazal assumes, all the Mefarshim are going to assume, that that's a rereading or a representation of what happened on day six. I don't want to take us away from that. But I'm just pointing out that like one has to adjust and recognize that already immediately also, the stories are not being told chronologically, if that's the case. Is that fair?
Yeah.
That's totally fine. And the Torah is actually going to do that fairly consistently.
Yes.
But if we think about the Torah as one story that's a history book that's telling us chronology, that means that we're already in the wrong ballpark. And we see that already from Prakim Aleph, Bet, and Gimel, that's impossible. It is possible. One could say it happened on day 8, but we all know that it didn't happen on day 8. That second story, what we call the retelling in the second half of the first half of Bereshit, I don't want to identify what it is yet, I want to work that out as a group, that already indicates to us that things are not as simple as they seem already from the beginning. So you want to divide it into two parts.
Okay.
I'm asking you.
Okay, wait. Divide what?
The first half of Bereshit.
The first three, probably, not that we want to talk about them, but...
But we're using them for reference. Yeah.
Divide. So dividing them... Oh, you're right. I could have as many parts as I want.
Yeah.
I'll take more than two.
Like to buy
them. Well, you clearly just made it sound like we should stop after the seventh day, because now after the seventh day, the retelling is more complicated and more...
You told us it was a retelling.
Fine.
And Zizi also wanted to stop after the seventh day.
So then the retelling is already something deeper. So I would divide it into three parts.
Three parts, okay. Yes. What are your three parts?
I would divide it, the first one, finish after day seven.
Okay.
The second one, finish at the end of the retelling. Basically okay. at the end of Perek Bet. Basically, yeah. And the third one would be basically Perek Gimel.
What's unique about Perek Gimel?
Because it was the sin and the punishments only. That's when the negativity starts. So you could call Perek Bet a transition into something funky's already going on, and Perek Gimel is what's funky.
Okay. Good. So we've got... We seem to have an agreement at least at a break after the 7 days of creation, and then you may be breaking up the next piece into two pieces as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody else want to take a crack at it? There are no right or wrong answers. We're going to work with what we have. We're going to make a certain presentation, but there are no right or wrong answers here. Yes?
I would make a break right before the sixth day, because once you bring humans into the equation, that just changes everything.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Okay. Good. Yeah, Marissa?
I thought there should be one in... Perek Aleph, right after, it talks about how everything was tohu-bohu, and then right after that it says Vayomer Elokim Yihi Or. So since it's all the days are already separated, you should separate the first day from nothing also.
You would even put a break earlier on for that first pasuk or two.
Yeah.
And then the rest of it as being separate.
Yeah, the rest of it each day could be separate. But then once you get out of the days, I don't know.
Right. Yes? Because there are a lot of different ways that one could break it down. And that's good. All of this is good, positive, productive, healthy thinking. Marissa's pointing out, if it should be unlocked. If somebody waiting out there, they can come in. You should do that? Somebody can get the door. Doesn't matter. The door's open. Yeah, you can come and sit. There are many different ways to break it down. The reason why I kept emphasizing the Tehillot and Stumot, because those are always great ways to give us an indicator. Marissa, you're thinking already very, very specifically, and that's excellent. But we're going to start looking at broad strokes. And, Tzipi, when we're talking about even that next chunk, there are two things that I note. First is, using the visual cues, it's interesting that the Torah itself is not indicating to us that there's a split in that story. Because while we, again, that's where we're moving away from the Prakim, while there is a Perek Gimel, if you actually look in the text itself, there's no division in the text, it's one straight story. And Bracha, you pointed out that it seems to me that we need to go back, you wanted to even break apart the days themselves because man is so significant. I would say let's flip it and put that right back into the structure and answer Sippy's implicit question, which is... The second part of the first half of Bereishit requires us to go and re-examine man and his creation because he's so significant. I think the Torah de-emphasized it intentionally to be able to focus on creation in the first part and give you the 7 days without giving too much of an emphasis on mankind because it's not where we're at right now in the first half. Then we get our final Parsha Petucha, we get that final break at the end of the seventh day. Then, Sibi, we have this whole chunk, which of course can be broken down into smaller pieces, but what is it really doing? It's doing what Bracha wanted to do kind of naturally. She wanted to go there and break it up even in the first set, which is, let's talk about mankind for a second and get more into the details of mankind and understand him in a different way.
So you're saying two sections.
I would suggest, there's no right or wrong answers, I would suggest that there are two sections happening here, which I think you all were saying in your own way, trying to pull in, except Marissa, you also wanted to break it down even more specifically, but if we bring it back to the broader strokes, we've got what I would confidently call creation as being the first part. And interesting to note, just that the Torah is indicating to us that creation is so powerful, is so significant, is so cosmic, which is something we, I think, also can intuitively feel out, that even though the first 7 days, I think we can logically group into one section, how does the Torah distinguish between each day?
Different parsha.
Not even just a different parsha, but a different parsha, Petucha.
Yeah.
which is indicating to us, give each day significant pause and thought, because this is so integral. Each piece here, each component here is so significant, they each need to be contemplated on their own. We're not necessarily going to go that detailed, but the Torah is saying, when you want to learn a Torah, if you want to understand the message of Bereishit, it's not just about understanding the seven, which we're grouping them into, and that's how we're going to deal with them. It's saying you need to understand it as 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. And each one is that cosmically significant that it doesn't even get its own paragraph. They each get their own individual paragraphs. You're looking at me quizzically. Good? Zisi.
Well, also within each little paragraph of each creation, I looked for, like, there's, like, this, the repeating saying, or, like, I like in Kitzel.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like that makes it also, like, significant with each of itself, like, each
it's,
time.
That's a thematic cue, or a cue within the words themselves that are indicating the end of each part of the process as well, 100%. And also noting its absence in one instance. Yeah?
What's the difference between a Tikkun and Suma?
Imagine you are reading an essay. I mean, this is just an example. I'm not saying this is like an Ashkafic rule, just to help move our minds. You're reading an essay. It's, in my mind, kind of the difference between you're in a chapter. The chapter is called Bereishit, right? You have your text. A new paragraph would be a stuma. And a new heading within that would be a petucha. If that visually helps. Does that make any sense? Meaning, like, this is all still connected, but this is a new idea within that piece. This is a whole different kind of piece within the larger context of Bereishit. Okay? Any ideas of how we might define part two? What would we call it? How would we define it?
Is the creation of man included in number one?
It is in the instance of it being mentioned within day six.
But afterwards, no.
It only takes us till the end of the seventh day of creation, part one. Part two is that whole second block paragraph. Ricky.
I mean, I don't have, like, a good way to say it, but something about, like, the weakness of man, or, like, the frailty of man, something like that.
Okay.
Frailty. It's a word I'm looking for, but I can't think of it.
Why frailty?
Not frailty. I'm trying to think of what's the word for, like, I can't think of the word.
Human nature. Maybe?
It is human nature, but, like,
dependence.
Not the word. Not the word, like, you're doomed for failure, but that you're, like,
imperfection.
Really? Stupid. I can't think of it.
Were you going to say human nature?
I was going to say the creation. It's a different kind of creation, the creation of human nature.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah?
I was just going to say God's, like, first commandment to man.
Is like the relationship being Adam Lamako, literally, like, mm-hmm. The first.
You're saying Adam with a capital Aleph, so to
yeah.
speak.
Also,
okay.
Like,
but also mankind.
Right.
But also Adam.
Good.
An idea of, like, sin and punishment also comes up.
What's the common thread in all of, except for this, right? Just,
you didn't like
just for effect. No, I'm saying, just what's the common thread in all of these? What?
Man.
Right, so we know it's got something to do with man. I would say man, woman, because at the beginning it is in some ways the same thing. Or if you want to just put it as humanity. Now, I don't think this is a fine enough definition. I don't think there's enough here. I think there's a lot of things that are happening there that we've described. Over the course of next week, on Monday and Wednesday, we're going to do two things. first, I want to get really into what's happening in part one. What are the ramifications of creation being a seven-day process? What are the ramifications of it being structured the way that it is, and the implications of that for ourselves? Then we're going to have to figure out why there needs to be a second, or what Sippy's already helped us identify as, a retelling of the creation of man, which clearly is for some specific purpose, or else just leave it what happened in day six, or make it a longer day six. The Torah is intentionally making it a separate paragraph, intentionally rewinding and taking us back. We need to figure out why it's taking us back, what's happening there, and how part two fits into whatever it is that day six means, even in part one. Any questions about where we're going with this? All we've done is create content. We haven't actually, create structure. We haven't poured any content into the structure. We're going to very seriously start pouring some content in on Monday. Okay? Take a few minute break.